We use a dude shemesh that contains an electric element for heating water on cloudy days. We don't actually use the element as we have a junkers for an alternate source of hot water. If we disconnect the switch for the electric element, would it be permissible to use the dude shemesh on Shabbos? So asked David Waxman. The truth is that there is a difference of opinion like this. The problem with using hot water on Shabbos when it's heated up by electricity is that two things. One is when you take water out, new water comes in, and eventually that water turns on the electric current to heat up the water again. And also, as soon as that water comes in, if there's hot water, a lot of hot water in the tank, that water becomes cooked. So there's a problem of causing the electric element to go on and also of cooking the water. So if you turn off the element completely, so you don't have the problem of the element going on because you took out water. But you do have the problem of new water coming in and being cooked by the water that is in there, that is Yad Soled Espo. So that is problematic. If you have water in the tank that was heated up by the sun on Shabbos, there are those that hold that since something heated up directly in the sun can be used, you can use that hot water, but you can't let other cold water come in to be heated up by that hot water that was heated up by the sun, because that's called Toldos Chama, and that's considered cooking, at least rabbinic. So what you'd have to do is, and there are those that hold that using a Dud Shemesh is also not permitted, because it's not considered being heated directly by the sun, but the sun heats up the collectors, and it's indirect from the sun, and that's also prohibited, and you can't use that hot water. The most you can do is, if you have hot water that was heated up before Shabbos in a dude, and you turn off the intake into the dude, and you turn off the electric part of the dude, and therefore the only thing you're doing is making your dude into a big Shabbos urn where the water was heated before Shabbos, and now you want to take that water out and use it. So no new water comes in and nothing is heated up on Shabbos, then you can use that hot water for anything you're allowed to use hot water for on Shabbos.